Welcome to a special spoiler-free instant reaction episode for Try Chapter 4 Loss. So, releasing this episode late on Friday evening after the movie came out this morning, Friday morning here on the West Coast of the United States. We also have a main primary review episode for the movie coming out soon. We're going to be recording that tomorrow with the full cast, full podcast crew, and we're hoping to get that out early next week, probably on Monday or Tuesday. However, since I am going to Japan in a couple of days, hopefully I'm able to edit it before that trip starts, and if not, it might be delayed a couple of days. Anyway, this episode is later than normal. Normally we have these flashcast episodes out, you know, within a couple hours of the movie airing, but a couple of factors, Crunchyroll not announcing beforehand when this would launch, and being busy at work meant I had to delay, and also, the biggest factor, I wasn't excited to sit down and record after watching the movie because it wasn't a good movie. Anyway, I'm going to keep this little mini episode spoiler free so you can keep listening if you haven't watched the movie yet. And you know, normally these flashcasts, the conclusion is go watch it right away. This one, you know, there isn't really a pressure to watch it right away. I mean, it'll be waiting and probably shouldn't have a huge expectation that's going to be amazing and go run to watch it. Oh my God, drop everything to do it because it's not that good. So my, one word reaction to the movie is empty. I mean, that's like the main emotion that I have looking back at it, having watched it once, is just didn't feel like there was much there, especially compared to the other movies. I guess if I were to rank them, I would definitely put this, I mean, far below Chapter 3, which would be the highlight of the movie series so far. But I think even below Reunion, even below Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 and Chapter 3, you know, all the other movies had a lot of moments that were great, and the overall execution was flawed in Chapter 1 mostly. And this one, you know, the same kind of flawed execution without those same... I mean, okay, so this movie did have some great moments, and they are pretty great, but it didn't feel like those really stand out after... Like, they're a bit more plot-related, and so they don't really stick with you much. You know, like, afterwards, you're just like, okay, that happened. Okay, that was really cool to watch, but, like, now, okay, it just happened. It doesn't really stick with you as much as the more character development or emotional scenes from the previous movies did. But, yeah, I mean, aside from those couple small highlights that were great, this movie is just full of awkwardness, full of sloppiness. I mean, those great moments are kind of towards the beginning of the movie, too, so it's kind of like... watching it, you're like, oh, this is so great, I'm so excited, especially coming off the high of Chapter 3, which was just like excellent throughout. It's just like, oh my God, it's like the series is going to get better and better each movie, and that's so great. And then, you know, after, I don't want to spoil how long the movie, but like it just starts to decline, and it just a measure that I'm starting to learn I have for the Try movies is how many times I think while watching, why are they doing it this way? What is going on? Why would they even choose to execute this way? Like, it's just, and the more of those kind of like inane decisions, you know, the more sloppy the movie is. And this movie definitely a chock full of them. I mean, I felt like Chapter 3, I came away from that not recalling any of those moments. I mean, maybe while watching it the first time, I maybe noticed a couple, but like overall impression long term was like, no, it was just great throughout. And this one is just like, I'm pretty good indication now that my overall impression will be, yeah, a couple good things and a lot of sloppiness. There were a lot of like clear budget saving measures, lots of like really long held frames, you know, held longer than they feel like they should for normal pacing, just to feels like fill time. You know, I'm not going to speculate on like the budget and like how much budget this movie had and all that kind of stuff, because, you know, we don't know, but it definitely felt like they took more budget saving measures, and I don't want to spoil one of the ways that comes through, but it'll be pretty obvious when you watch it. If you've already seen it, you probably know what I'm talking about. There are things that clearly are there too. Anyway, don't go into the movie with high expectations. That's basically the gist of it. If you go in with it being like, okay, it's a shame because there's so long between each movie, it's kind of hard to not have high expectations. You know, like, we get them so infrequently that it's like, and as of the time of recording this, I'm not sure when the next movie I've seen the poster. The poster's already been revealed. I mean, it's revealed at the end of the movie screening. That has gone online already. And I think that included a date, but I do not recall it off the top of my head. So I'm not sure how many months we have until the next one. But yeah, it's kind of just, even how questionable the other movies were at times, I definitely came away from every one of those, even the ones I didn't like as much, mostly chapter one and chapter two, being like, okay, there was a lot that I just enjoyed. And from this one, I'm like, there were a couple of things, I guess, and the rest of it, I guess it mostly feels like this was just a bridge movie, you know, like between the big fallout of chapter three and whatever's going to happen in chapters five and six. It felt like this one was kind of just treading water a little bit. Not in terms of plot, like the plot progresses. It's not like nothing happens. I mean, things happen, but it's not a lot of things, and there's not a lot of weight, I guess. There are still things that I love. I don't want to be too negative about it, but anyway, stay tuned for the full review. We're going to dig into probably all those things, the good things, the bad things. I am excited to, you know, in a spoiler full context, try and pick apart why things don't work. But anyway, yeah, that is my just the movie. And yeah, I'd rate it 2.5 out of 5 stars. Because, you know, I mean, I consider like 3 stars to be the base, and it was, pretty below average. Anyway, let us know what you thought about the movie in the comments on YouTube at podditch.com/F04 or wherever else you found this episode. Also hit us up with your 3-word reviews for the movie and your most memorable quotes from the movie. I'm kind of a little worried, like, are there any memorable quotes? Like, I don't know. Anyway, let us know if you had any. And like I said, we have a full try review episode coming up soon. Hopefully it's only in a couple days. Hopefully it doesn't take too long to edit. And we're also thinking of doing a live Q&A episode while I'm in Japan. I'm excited that while I'll be there, there'll be a bunch of this try promotional stuff going on. It's a shame the movie didn't really live up to it. But anyway, there's going to be a lot of try promotional stuff going on. And I don't know, it could be fun to I'm hoping I'll be able to see it in theaters. Yeah, I mean, it's not that great of a movie. I'm not excited to watch it several more times. But anyway, hopefully I'll be able to see it in theaters and we can talk about what it's like to experience this kind of a Digimon hype in Tokyo itself. Anyway, let us know if that's something you want and if you have questions you want us to answer. If we do it, it'll probably be me Skyping with Ashley and probably on Saturday 3 p.m. PST, which is Sunday 7 p.m. Japan time. Anyway, it'll probably be around then if we do it. So, and by Saturday, I mean not this coming Saturday, this set a week from now. Anyway, we also have new special artwork for this episode that we got commissioned especially for Try Chapter 4. So thanks to Anaki, aka N4391, for the great artwork. It's Sora and Taichi Yamato. And if you're listening to this on YouTube or SoundCloud or in a podcast player, you should see it as the artwork for the episode. And it's really great. And also take note of Sora's cell phone and what it shows on there. And also the color of the headphones. Anyway, also thanks to our Patreon supporters who help make the podcast possible and help us chug along. And yeah, stay tuned for the main review episode in a couple days. Okay. And remember, never stop Digimon.